Hello, this is Don, and this is Podcast 5, Part 2 of the Tiemann's Traveling Treasure Tour, a compilation of money and numbers from social media. The social networking journey started out for the Tiemann's on about February 12th, shortly after they opened their Twitter account. We had to dig through a serious slop bucket of motivational tweets that seem to be the culture in the NTCC these days. All the God bless you brothers and thank you sir and we love and appreciate you sister lingo gets old in a hurry. So now on Twitter and Facebook you have a whole bunch of Twitter tweeted motivational quotes, mostly from men who never claimed Christianity. In between these quotes and announcements of who Tiemann follows, like Joel Osteen and some spirit-filled soul snatcher who claims to be plundering hell to populate heaven, you find where your tithe dollars have been rolling, at least where the Tiemann's treasure travels have taken him as central regional overseer. It reads like this condensed version. 2012, February 12th, Phoenix, zero save, two filled with the Holy Ghost. February 19th, Glendale, Arizona, zero saved, five filled with the Holy Ghost. February 20th, Glendale, Arizona, zero saved, seven filled with the Holy Ghost. May 17th, Kansas City, four saved, zero filled. October 27th, Killeen, Texas, five saved, zero filled. November 22nd, visited Dave's sister's house in Oregon and took pictures of wild turkeys. Then there's a one-month gap in tweetable adventures where the Tiemann's were apparently unaccountable for anything or to anyone. Then, on December 27th, thanking God for their vacation and Christmas condo and the balcony view of the ocean in Westport, Washington. This is just a small sample of 2012. Back when we were in, revivals were always a week or two long. Now it only takes 3 days to revive the beat-down masses of NTCC churchgoers. The things that were important to Tiemann were always related to money and numbers. It was almost like the reports that local pastors always have to send into Washington. How many got saved? How many got filled with the Holy Ghost? And then there were fillers for nights that nobody got saved and nobody got filled with the Holy Ghost. Like on May 16th of 2014, there was singing and shouting, dancing and praise of worship, and wave after wave of the Spirit. In other words, the preacher wasn't able to get a message from God and the Spirit just took over the service. Now don't get me wrong, I believe this can happen. But in the NTCC, I recall many of those services where we would all open up in prayer and the preacher would pump and prime everyone into a frenzy, and together we all would manufacture an experience by begging and pleading with God to give us something else to cry out for. There might have been one or two times in my life where I felt like it was really God moving, not all of us trying to make God move. Tiemann seemed to have a ministry full of these experiences as he rolled down the highways from vacation site to vacation site, collecting offerings and requesting traveling mercies. On social media, he listed 42 different towns he had been in and in 2.5 years. When you add up all the souls that the Tiemann's bragged about, the tally was 28 saved and 46 filled with the Holy Ghost. One of those was also filled with the Holy Ghost. He received a calling from God to go to the NTCC seminary on the same night he was filled. There was one healing also that took place in those 2.5 years, but no one had any reference to the infirmity. What's really interesting is that the organization has been dying and people have been departing while shaking the dust off their feet. We all know what happens. None of us are stupid or blind. If you've been in the NTCC for any period of time and you know that 1 year goes by and there were 100 people saved or 200 people filled with the Holy Ghost during that time, it's likely none of those people are going to be around for very long. The church usually is the same size or smaller from year to year. They might improve the building or change the preacher. There might be increases and decreases, but from year to year, most of the churches in the NTCC have the same or less amount of faithful tithe-paying members, as they did the year before. I've witnessed this with 14 different pastors and being stationed in different places. Churches never really grow. People get saved and never come back. They get filled with the Holy Ghost and never come back. I mean, really, who wants to live like your average NTCC-er? Come on, Dave and Michelle. It's not like you're giving people any great goal to shoot for. The average NTCC-er is beat down and broke, dressed like they're wearing what was left over from the great grandma's attic sale. And what do they have to offer? What type of Christianity does the NTCC offer? A life of giving till they're all broke, never having a decent car or place to live, spiritually deprived, living in fear and condemnation, spending every waking moment in servitude to some abusive jerk who masquerades as a servant of all, while their overseers drive around in million-dollar recreational vehicles that were funded through NTCC church member sacrifices? Another highlight of the Tiemann's travels was when their son, Davio Jr., went to start a church in Shreveport, Louisiana, and David Sr. got to preach at his son's church. Last we heard was that Davio lost his pastorship and relocated to Pasadena, Texas, coincidentally right around the same time that his father's treasure trip ended, and all of a sudden became the pastor of NTCC in Pasadena. So now you have the central regional overseer abruptly canceling his revival / vacation tour to take over a church that is only 250 miles away from his son's church, at the same time Davio Tiemann Jr. is replaced in Shreveport by the Baileys and sent packing to help his father in Texas while riding a pew. Does anyone smell something fishy? This concludes Podcast 6.